This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
What's up, my little babies? It is Lala Kent with Katie Maloney.
Yay.
So Randall is in Alabama doing a film. So I have my little partner in crime, my little BFF, and we're going to talk all things Vanderpump.
Talk about shit.
We're going to basically, right. I want the audience to feel like they're a fly on the wall when Katie and I get together.
Oh no, that's trouble.
Oh, we will drag a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
So Katie and I did Watch What Happens Live last week. Did you have fun?
I had so much fun. I've missed it so much. I hadn't done Watch What Happens Live since I did it with, I did it with Stassi. I don't even know when that was. It was definitely 2019, but.
What?
Yeah, so it'd been like 2 years.
Do you usually do it with Schwartzy?
I feel like I mostly do it with Tom.
Okay.
I seldomly get to do it with like one of my friends, like with another girl. And so it's always nice. It's fun. I mean, I love doing it with Tom. I love to get to travel with him. Obviously, it's, you know, it's nice for us, but it's just a different experience. It's fun.
It's totally different when you do it with a friend. Yeah. And you and I have never done it with each other.
I know.
Like, we've done it when they've come to LA, where we do like the group.
Yeah, but this is total. It's different. It's different to go to New York and have the full experience.
I think so too. And usually we go and we have a day full of press on like Tuesday. You flew out to New York Sunday.
Right.
And what did you do when you got there?
Well, I got in to the city around like 7:30 because it takes a whole day to get there.
Right.
And then I went and met up with Taylor Strecker and Amanda Hirsch from Not Skinny But Not Fat.
Oh my God, the Instagram. Best Instagram page
and
ever.
And we, you know, did the same thing. We had a little, you know.
A little drinky?
A little dinner. A little drink, a little goss sesh.
Love it. You know. I love all those
but
things.
But it was, yeah, we had just like a nice little girls' night. It was fun.
I wanted to fly out with you, but I had a commitment to do Heather McDonald's comedy show in Irvine. Right. So I took the red eye Sunday night.
Trooper.
It took everything in me to not have a mental breakdown about leaving Ocean for the first time. Randall kept having to remind me, like, it's 2 days. You're not dying. It's all good. I get there. I've never slept better.
You did so good.
I mean, did?
Obviously, I knew you missed her, but you would FaceTime with her. But, you know, I felt like you were kind of like thriving.
I was thriving because even though I have had the luxury of a night nurse, you still wake up in a panic because you want to know if your kid is okay. And even now, you know, Ocean sleeps in my bedroom and I still wake up every 5 seconds to check on her, even though she like sleeps through the night. So when I got to go to New York to do Watch What Happens, I was living my best life, sleeping like a champ.
Sleeping beauty.
And then Tuesday night, we watch the freaking episode and then we do Watch What Happens. Did anyone text
Monday
you?
Night.
Or Monday? It was Monday?
We watched it Monday night, and then we did Watch Robin's Life on Tuesday night.
That's right.
And I was so confused, because we're on Tuesdays. So, like, we were Mondays, and then we were Wednesdays, and now we're Tuesdays, so I have no idea.
Yeah. No, you're right. We used to be on Mondays. So we watched the episode, and then we did Watch What Happens for episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I always get so nervous doing Watch What Happens live.
No, because for one thing, it is a live show. So you can't mess up. You can't swear. You have to make sure you're just on your A game.
On your A game.
Yeah.
I did. Okay, tell me this. When Andy said, Lauren Kent abstains, was he throwing shade at me?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he was thinking about, I'm going to purposely mispronounce her name.
But even calling, because you know how so many people are like, Lauren from Utah, don't know where I'm from or they need to remind me of my real name. So many people were like, Andy just shaded Lala. And I was like, I didn't get that.
I didn't get that vibe at all. I think he was trying to be like formal about it. Like,
right.
You know, I don't think so.
But then I couldn't help myself because he said Lauren. And I was like, no.
You're always correcting people.
It's just easier to go by Lala.
Yeah.
A name so nice.
Lauren. I know.
So
a name so nice to say it twice.
Yeah. Do you know what that's from?
No.
Madagascar.
Oh.
Yeah. Motomoto.
Oh.
He's the big like hippo.
Motomoto.
Yeah. Did you get any texts about us doing it?
Meaning like
what from we anyone? Talked
about? No.
With the agreed and disagreed game. Because we said to Andy, he was like, you guys, it's gonna be a long day in the valley of Los Angeles.
Long day in Los Angeles. No one has said anything to me.
Well, that's good.
Has anyone said anything to you?
I mean, I had to make nice.
I mean, I know some people aren't happy with me, but no one has come forward and spoke their piece to me.
Here's the thing about Katie.
Like if you got an issue with me, I'm right here. You got my number.
You've got my number. That's what I love about you, though,
because
you are way more like gangster than I could ever be. It's like, you have an issue, you know where to find me, you have my phone number. Like, I'm not upset with you, so why would I reach out?
Yeah, I mean, I first of all didn't mean it as any kind of, we were having fun. It's kind of the nature of the show. We play some messy games. It's a little shady. We were having why not? Like,
right.
Like, it's all in good fun.
It is. The show is so fun. It's 30 minutes and that's with commercial breaks.
I wasn't mad at you that you said that you think Tom and Tom have touched dicks. I was like, ooh, shady boots. But like, I wasn't being like, Lala, why would you say that on national television? Like,
it's so
now
good.
Everyone's going to think that because you said it. It's like, you know something. Like, no, I don't care. Like,
you're a boss bitch.
Let's like turn this game into not something serious. It's a game.
It's a game. It's totally a game. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Katie and I did Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and we played this game where he asked us questions about our cast, and we had to put agree or disagree
with what he was saying. Like, he said a statement, and we said, do we agree with it or disagree with it?
Correct. So the first one was, did Sheena find the one in Brock? We both, made a cringy face. Hesitation. I didn't answer.
She didn't answer. And then I was like, no, yeah, no, they're right for each other.
Right. Then there was another question that said, did Tom Sandoval do more with Miami Girl than what he has said? And we were both like, agreed. We messy.
It was a long time ago, and I don't think he really cares what I think. And, you know, him and Ariana are in a great place anyway. So,
right.
I don't.
Again, it's a fucking game.
It's a game.
Who even cares?
Who cares?
So now we have this new episode. What did we do after Watch What Happens Live, by the way?
We went back to the hotel and we ate pizza in bed.
It was so... Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Did you have fun? Because I was feeling, I'm like, does Katie wish that I would go out? Or is she like down to eat pizza in bed?
I'm so down to eat pizza in bed. Plus we had an early flight the next day. No, I'm not like a party animal.
No, this I know.
You know, I'm more like, let's have a great day, let's have a dinner, and then let's go to bed early. Like, that's like my kind of night or day.
Yeah, because Andy asked us, he was like, you're in New York, what are you guys gonna do? I was like,
I'm going to bed.
It's gonna be midnight. I'm surprised I'm here right now.
I know.
This is way past my bedtime.
Yeah, where are you going after this? It's late. I'm going to bed.
We literally laid in Katie's hotel room in her bed, watched Friends, and devoured a giant pizza and talked all the shit in the world, which is what we do best.
Yeah, but like, I don't know even what we talked about, but...
You don't remember?
Oh, probably just about the episode cringing at ourselves.
I go into a full spiral after an episode airs and after I do Watch What Happens Live. I feel overly exposed.
Yeah, it's very vulnerable.
It is. Mm-hmm. Do you get that way? Because you seemed so chill after.
I do, but it's very internalized, and I'm just trying to turn it off. I can't feed into it. I can't let the thoughts consume me, for sure. And I just try to, you know, Tom's really good at it. He will delete Twitter. He'll just get rid of whatever he needs to not let it affect him. So I try to follow that.
I'm so bad at it. I have to obsess over it. Like my mom and my assistant Jess picked me up from the airport the next day. And I think I obsessed for like over an hour about everything that and I stay out of the comments section and Googling myself because I don't want to see anything.
Oh yeah, you got it. Yeah.
But I mean, if
you're going to find something and then that's going to consume you.
Well, we posted that picture, right? We posted that picture that was so cute and there were so many nice comments and I fixated on like the ones, literally there were like, I could count them on one hand. I fixated on all the shitty ones.
I know. Why? I don't know why we're like that. Everyone's like that though.
They are.
Because, you know, those voices are the loudest.
It takes, I heard, like 12 good comments to outweigh one bad. And I'm like, well, I had well over that and it still didn't outweigh it. So I don't know what to do about that. So a new episode aired last night, episode 3.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I thought it was really sweet. It was sweet. There were so many sweet moments, especially, you know, because we obviously don't see everything, even though we're there.
Right.
Like, you know, obviously I wasn't there for James and Raquel's conversation, but I found that like really touching.
It really
was
sweet.
And also just seeing that side to Raquel, because I mean, she can be very, you know, quiet and shy and kind of, you know, can be closed off at times and retreats, you know, for obvious reasons, as she said. So to not know that she would struggle, I mean, we saw her struggle giving that toast, but to not know that there was, you know, layers to that.
Yeah.
It was like all heartbreaking. I was like, Raquel. Like,
I know,
no,
and it was.
No one is like thinking anything like that or judging that.
I didn't
that
think
at all.
One thing about her toast. I thought it was so fun. Like the way she was like, and broken friendships. Like I thought she was so cute and endearing and funny. I didn't think one thing about it. And the fact that she was internalizing that so much was so heartbreaking. I will say, James handled that in the sweetest way in the world.
So sweet. Yeah, I love seeing that between them and just kind of seeing how, you know, just more like that intimate scene, their relationship. What's the word? Just how,
but it is
how
that.
He is like as a partner to her. It was really sweet to see because I don't see.
We don't get to see that.
Exactly. And then obviously their engagement was incredible and, you know, we were there for that. But just seeing it again, I was like, oh my God, I loved it.
I know, because we were there, but we didn't get to see him actually propose.
Like, dude, I remember pulling up because they told us we were just going for a ride real quick because there some people were going to come and like do something to the house. And I was like, well, then where were you guys for like 3 hours?
If
I don't know. And then we got in the car and then when we pulled up to the field and then we got out, like, I remember like I like just started like my eyes welled up.
Of course.
And I started crying because it was just, I was so overly stimulated because we hadn't been, you know, socializing in groups and I hadn't been on a group trip in over a year and a half. So like this was like a lot to take in, I remember feeling. And I was just like, this is too much. I can't handle it.
I know, something as simple as just like hopping in the car 2 hours to Palm Springs was like a massive deal because we had been locked up for so long.
Yeah.
And what I want to know is at that house, because I was at a different house, when they said they were going grocery shopping, why did no one ask where the groceries were when they walked in, James and Sandoval? Not one person was like, where's all the food and stuff we ordered?
I figured it was just like in the car and like they're slowly bringing it in. I don't know. I didn't really think about it.
I love that. Because if I would have been there, I would have been like, what the fuck? Where are the Cheez-Its? Schwartzy had eaten them all. He has Cheez-Its in like a lot of scenes.
He woke up with Cheez-Its in his mouth. Disgusting.
That's not a drunk move, by the way.
I
do that
because I figured
sober.
Like there was like probably like some other like surprise elements. So I just figured, okay, they're probably like maybe they're in the garage. Maybe like we can't.
Right.
I really didn't like think too much about it. You know. Also, I don't know. Maybe they just. I don't know.
No,
I don't
I'm know. Thrilled about it.
They were gone for. They were gone for literally 3 hours.
Yeah, writing a lot of checks.
And then, oh my God, yeah. And then when they came back, I was like, so you're gone for 3 hours and it's like, we're all ready. And the house is, it doesn't look like we're having a festival here.
And no, then like, it was okay, like totally normal.
We got to go on a ride for like 20 minutes and they're going to, and we've got people coming to the house to like set it up. And I'm like, what? I knew something was up.
Did you?
Well, at that moment, I was like, where are we going?
Right. It was really amazing to see because, like, I like Coachella, but, like, that's as far as it goes. Like, there have been multiple years that I've gone where I've literally given my wristband away and I just stay at the house and chill by my own pool. And I, like, don't even go to the festival. So yeah. To see you be so excited, Raquel was crying, Ariana was crying, Charlie was so excited she fell out of the bus.
Oh, my God. It was, and it was, like, all just for, like, us. It was, like, our private, like, little thing. It was sensory overload. Yeah.
Okay. I want to continue talking about the episode, but we're going to cut to a break. When we get back, we are going to be talking more VPR with Katie Maloney.
$0 delivery fees. I bet that made you listen. Yes, I said $0 delivery fees. That's what you get when you Dash Pass by DoorDash. And if you don't know what Dash Pass is, I'm about to change your world. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders, along with members-only deals and discounts. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get food from your favorite restaurants or groceries or whatever else you need delivered right to your front door. Dash Pass basically pays for itself in 2 orders on average. Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for just $9.99 per month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
You guys know how much I love music, I love making music, and that's why my first thought when I heard about this was, where has this been my whole life? I am talking about Songfinch. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, it's personal, and it lasts forever. I'm going to be making a song for both of my daughters. That is so wild to say. It is official. Ocean is going to be a big sister to another little girl. And what better way to celebrate this moment in my life than with Songfinch? You just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then you share some personal details about your relationship with whoever the song is for. Then a Songfinch musician of your choice writes, records, and produces your original tune in just 4 to 7 days. And how cool is this? You can even get it on vinyl, or you can add it to an online playlist. So whether your song is for Mother's Day, a birthday, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or in my case, just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song for free so you and the lucky person you gift can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/Lala and start your song. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/Lala. Don't forget to share your song with us too. Songfinch.com/Lala.
We are back with
my best friend.
Hi. Katie Maloney. Okay, so we go to Palm Springs. This is what I have to talk to you about.
What?
You referred, and see, now I keep saying it in my mind. Were you saying Yono Oko?
Her name's Yoko Ono.
Right, but what were you saying in the scene?
I said Ono Yoko.
Don't Yono Oko me. Don't Yono Oko me.
No.
But you had just, I loved it because.
I was drunk. I mean, you see me like.
I'm sipping a shot.
I'm sipping on this shot. I'm like. And I'm like, don't. Yono Oko me. Don't. Wait, Oko.
Whatever. See, now I don't even know what it is. Isn't it Yoko Ono?
Yeah, her name's Yoko Ono. But
so you said Yono Oko.
I said Oko. Wait.
See? What the fuck even is it now?
I said Oko Yono.
Yeah.
I said, oh, don't Oko Yono me. Don't Oko. I was just like, and I was like, just not even thinking twice. It didn't even occur to me, but I was drunk. And I just, I don't know. But I mean, you know what I was saying.
Everyone knew what you were saying.
Sometimes, you know, it's just like, don't, just know what I mean, not what I say. Okay.
That's how really I feel. Funny. Like, it's not the deep. It is not the deep, y'all.
It's not the deep, y'all. But yeah, no, I thought that was hilarious.
I was hilarious. Dying, Katie. And you know how chic I think your haircut is.
Oh, God.
Schwartzy. What? He's so funny. Everything that comes out of his mouth about the Karen haircut.
Karen haircut.
Cut to your interview. If you ever want to have sex ever again in your fucking life.
Yeah, maybe don't call my haircut a Karen haircut. What? Like, what? He really knows how to just, like,
turn like, you off.
Kill my boner.
Kill my boner.
Really?
It's so funny. I loved it. And so this episode was really like a feel-good episode, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think... Did anybody fight?
No, but no one... No. We don't need to be ripping each other's heads off every episode. Like, that gets played out. I've watched shows like that. Like, that's what Bad Girls Club does. And it's so entertaining. But after a while, you're like, I just need a breather. Like, can we just, like, show you guys having fun and getting along for 5 seconds?
Trust me, there's plenty of that coming up. So, well, like,
that's what I was going to say.
This is the calm before the storm.
This episode was really just that, the calm before the storm. It really sets up what this season is about and all things that are about to happen. Mm. Do you agree?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a little, I know.
I mean, I don't want to get in trouble, but yes.
Don't worry. We're not going to share all the storylines.
Yeah. But yeah, you can see what's
to come.
Brewing.
Right.
There's some stuff bubbling under the surface.
Okay. And what, for you, what was the most fun you had this season? And what was like the most, like, I feel, and without giving storylines away, obviously, but like, was it just being back and it was amazing? Like, what was the vibe for you?
Oh, I mean, it's just, yeah, being back, like, just, yeah, being back for sure.
Yeah.
Was most fun. I mean, I had just a lot of fun in Palm Springs. I had fun with you.
I had fun with you, too.
I mean, yeah, there wasn't one specific thing that's standing out the most to me.
Well, because we had been locked up for so long. And we didn't know what was going to happen with our show. So that makes total sense.
It just felt good just to be, like, back, you know? Right. And just living outside and loving.
Do you like a camera in your face?
Do I like it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's the word is like, but like, I forget
right
that it's there.
Because we were asked a question on Watch What Happens Live, and it was like, who likes being, like, who's the most into, like, being famous? Both said Sandoval.
I mean, I think, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Being, like, I don't, first of all, fame is a really weird thing to say anyway. But
well,
just like
we're not Beyonce and Jay-Z. No. I get that.
No, but I mean, I probably don't, you know, I enjoy like anonymity more than anything.
Right.
As well, if I had to choose anonymity or fame, like, I would choose to be more anonymous.
Right. So what about reality TV keeps you coming back? Does it fuel your soul? Because there's so many times that we wrap a season and I'm exhausted because it's like therapy every single day where you're constantly having to talk about your emotions and feelings. And I'm like, I don't think I can go through this again.
I know.
And then you take a break, and right when they say we've been picked up for another season, I'm fucking ready to go.
It's funny that I said that. I prefer anonymity when I sit on a reality show and put my entire life out there. Just meaning, like, I don't like the attention. I'm not an attention whore. So, like, you know, I feel, like, awkward when I'm, like, you know, I'm in public and whatever. The recognizability or whatever. That's what I mean by that. But reality TV will hook you. I don't know. I just, like, we've been doing this for so long.
It's like a part of your daily life.
So it's a part of just, it's just become ingrained in me, and I love it. I love it, and I love that I get the opportunity to do this. I love the family that we've created. I love our crew that we get to work with. I love, you know, Bravo. I've just fallen in love with the whole process of it.
The process.
I mean, it's not easy. It is really, really not easy. And I think anyone who has seen, who's a fan of it and has also seen the side of, you know, what goes into it.
Right.
Understands that. But, you know, I want to keep doing it as long as
we possibly can.
As long as I possibly can. I'll keep sharing all the good, bad, the ugly.
Yeah.
the fun, everything.
Yeah, I try to think of it as, you know, obviously we're sharing our lives, but the other side of it is, you know, you do get people reaching out to you who connect with your story.
Yes, exactly. That's what, a big thing too.
It makes it so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you try to paint this pretty picture, and really reality TV is like a giant mirror for us, you know? Where it's like, okay, that is something that I could work on. Granted, we have an editing process because you can't show our entire lives in just an hour a week episode.
Yeah, we would need way more hours.
Which, by the way, more episodes. Exactly. I was really upset. I think that they don't show when we have the white, just us dressed in white for that dinner.
Yeah.
Which, it was a very calm, chill dinner, but we all looked so good.
I know.
We always have so pictures. Right? We looked chic.
Well, I think we all had posted that picture on our Instagram too.
Yeah, and that was a vibe.
It was a vibe. I think it's like reality TV is like a Monet, you know? From far away, it's really pretty, but up close, it's not a big old mess. And that's what it does. It kind of like puts everyone who, you know, you don't know people's lives from a distance, but then when you like put a magnifying glass on put someone's life under a magnifying glass, which reality TV does, it's really messy.
It's very messy.
But it's like, I think real life is complicated, and everyone can relate to, you know, someone's marriage or someone's relationship with their best friend or a work dynamic. And
right,
that's why I think so many people get so, you know, addicted to these shows.
Because right,
it's just like you can, you know, just kind of, what am I trying to say?
You can kind of lose yourself.
You lose yourself in it, and you like, you know, you identify with everybody.
Right. And it's great background noise as well.
Yeah.
Like the amount of times I've rewatched Real Housewives of New York is not only epic, it's a little embarrassing because I know every episode. Like I fall asleep to it, and I can like laugh when my eyes are closed because I know exactly the scene, you know, and the setup. So it is like, it's nice to go home after a long day of work and watch other people be a hot fucking mess. Yeah. How are Schwartzy and Sandoval? How's the bar?
Good.
It's good?
It's coming along.
You and Ariana have a pretty cool storyline this season for people to look forward to. I know that Ariana was like, my most favorite part of this season is something that I can't talk about. I can't talk about it. See, I've watched the episode so much where I hear James Kennedy's voice. Give me your hand. Your beautiful hands.
I'm so excited for people to finally learn what we're doing.
I know.
Here's
the real question that everyone wants to know.
What?
Are the Toms still naming their bar Schwartz and Sandy's?
I think so, you know.
I mean, they even took a poll on Watch What Happens. Like,
I know.
People went crazy for your name.
Once Upon a Tom, it's so good. Every time I say the name to somebody, they go, oh,
I know.
I love that. I'm like, I know. It's great. And it's not because it's like, I'm amazing and my ideas are amazing. It's just a great name. And with their concept, and I see all the materials and the colors and everything that they're using, and I'm like, this is just so perfect for it, you guys. Like,
right. Oh.
And I feel like it just, just such a missed opportunity. Damn it.
I know, definitely. And do you feel like now the horse is like dead and we should let it rest in peace? Like, I know that the name is a huge storyline this season, and we talked about it on Watch What Happens, but like, is it one of those things where like they're not budging on the name? We know Schwartzy has still said he's not a huge fan, but he goes with the flow of things. But I think I think he knows how to do. Like, if I were to separate the Toms and tell them both go out and start something on your own, I think Schwartzy would do it faster and better than Tom Sandoval. You don't have to weigh in on that. There's my little tea that I've spilled,
I agree, though. I agree.
He's just more quiet about things.
Yeah. No, fully. He likes to be able to like do things with someone else. He doesn't want to do it alone, but like he 1,000% could.
Well, by the way, the two of them together, they offer like the perfect combination of what's needed.
They're the Toms. They're like the brand. They're totally. The duo. They're the, you know, they've kind of like built this sort of like thing together. So right. It makes sense. And that's why he doesn't, you know.
No, I agree. And Sandoval is great with like the concept of things. And he has this vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Schwartzy is more about the logistics of everything.
Right.
You know, so I do think the combination of the two of them has made that brand very successful.
For sure.
Yeah. And you know what? Watch. They're going to open this bar. It's going to be crazy fucking busy. No one's going to give a shit about the name after it's open.
I will.
Yeah, Katie will. Katie will give a lot of shit.
I think it's still not going to make any sense.
Probably. But I think that when we go, we should still say like, hey, do you want to go to Once Upon a Tom tonight? We should just call I'm it still that. Go. Should we?
Because what's great is someone pointed out that the acronym for Once Upon a Tom is Once O Upon U Tom. T. O-U-T.
Let's go out.
I know. I said that to Tommy's like, oh my God, it's even better. And I'm like, I know.
No, there are things that just keep getting better.
I know. So I don't know. I know Sandoval, like he maybe, I don't know. I feel like it's maybe that thing of like, they don't want to change it because everyone told them it's bad, but it's like, but like it's feedback. And like the same way we all have to take the, you know, constructive criticism and feedback to better a brand. That's why there's, you know, they do like group studies and comment cards, and you know,
people would pay a lot of money to get what is it called?
What, feedback?
I guess we'll just call it that. Andy referred to it as something, but people pay a lot of money to get that level of feedback on something, and it's like basically free for them. So now you have to just like let them be with Schwartzy's and Sandy's or Schwartz and Sandy's. See, it's a mouthful too.
It's hard to say. It's hard to spell. It's, you know, anyone in marketing and branding would say like, yo,
well,
here's a 2-minute diatribe of like why this is a terrible name. But like, if they don't want to listen, they don't want to listen.
By the way, let's talk about this really fast before we got to go. Okay. Who calls Sandoval Sandy?
I don't know.
I think I started calling him that after the bar name, but like I've never heard that before.
Let's call him like Tom Schwartz would call him like T Sand.
Well, that makes more sense to name it that then. Right? I mean, I've never heard anyone call him Sandy. So before we sign off, would you like to spell out how to spell this bar name so when people decide to go?
Okay. S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. And Sandy, I think they're spelling it, is it, I don't know if they're spelling it S-A-N-D-I-E-S or with a Y. I have no idea. I don't know if there's an apostrophe in there. I have no clue.
Oh my God.
I think it's with a Y.
I think it's Sandy's with a Y.
Even when Sandoval was doing his mock-up, you'll see.
He spelled Schwartz's name wrong. I hope.
Like if you guys can't get this right, no one's going to get it right.
Did they film that?
Yeah, I think so.
That's going to be epic.
Yeah.
I had the best time with you. Thanks for hosting the podcast.
My pleasure. Anytime.
I love you so much for this.
I love you.
You guys, when we get back, I'm going to answer all of your questions that you've submitted via email. And I've also put some questions up on my Instagram. So I'm answering them all. We will be right back.
I have been very open with you guys about my hair struggles between pregnancy hormones, then bleaching it all the time. They really did a number on my hair. And then I'd also start stressing out about how those things did a number on my hair, and that did not help the situation. I have baby number 2 on the way, and I'm already being proactive with my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol was recommended to me after I had Ocean, and by the way, it is the #1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. You can take the Nutrafol hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes, because I know we all have different hair journeys. I am aware of that. And Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine so much easier. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step for visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
And we are back with the last segment. Katie was freaking awesome. I love that we get to like recap each episode. Like it airs on a Tuesday and we get to come out with this on a Wednesday. It's like, I think it'll be fun for people. Now, this segment, since I don't have my better half, I have my other better half, Jess.
Hi, I'm back.
And we are answering your questions. So Jess, what's the first question that people want to know?
So fun. So you guys submitted these on Instagram. I also picked some questions off of Lala's TikTok. Give them Lala.
I can't believe I'm so late to TikTok.
She's doing really good at it, though. I'm really proud. And you guys seem to love it.
I can't keep up with all of the social media. It's like it was Twitter. Then, you know, it started with the MySpace. It just constantly is evolving. And I'm like a 90-year-old where I want zero part of all of it. I'm horrible at it.
So much social. Okay, we're going to get into these questions. So first and foremost, we're going to start with a deep one. Lala, you were bullied as a child. Do you ever say to yourself, haha, bullies, look at me now, I've succeeded?
Yeah, I feel like I think about that often. Like, and not in the way where it's like, look at me now, motherfuckers. But yeah, like in a way where... You know, I was bullied for such a long time, and that's the reason I'm pretty abrupt and sharp when people come for me or I feel like I need to defend myself. It kind of takes me back to being a child and makes for a great show, but it attaches itself to my like everyday life, which I'm working on in therapy, trust me. But it's more of like this feeling where I was bullied as a kid, and yes, I look back and think of the times where I'd be like, one day, like, I'm going to do something. I know I'm going to do something cool, and here I am, and that's a great feeling. But then there are times where I'm like, oh my gosh, I was bullied, and then there's so many moments where I myself turn into a bully. Like, I've almost taken on, like, that type of energy. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, I say that, but there are times where I'm a bully as well. So does that make any sense?
No, that makes total sense. And like you said, you're working on it in therapy. That's probably where it comes from. Shout out to therapy. It's good for everyone.
Love a good therapy session.
I am curious, though. Have you been back to Utah and come across those bullies face to face, whether or not it's like a high school reunion or you ran into them at the store? And were they nice to you? Were they brats to you?
You know, when I go back to Utah, I usually just like, I literally stay at my mom's house and I don't leave, or I'll go to like my childhood friend's home. Mm-hmm. Like I don't really go out and about. So I haven't run into anybody, but I get a lot of DMs from people where I'm like, you literally stuck like maxi pads to my car, not used. But like, no, I'm good on you. Like I'm good on you. Like, why do you suddenly care how I'm doing?
Yeah.
Like Google me, bitch. I'm doing great.
Google her, bitch. Okay, moving on. Ooh, this is a good one. Why don't you and Rand follow each other on Instagram?
Oh my gosh, we've spoken about this so much. When we first started dating, I don't know why, we just like decided to not only not follow each other, but block each other. Mm-hmm. And it's always worked. And I love Rand so much, but his mugshot selfies that he takes are enough to put me 6 feet deep. So it's better because I already try to control him.
Yeah.
Another thing I'm working on in therapy is controlling people, mostly just Rand, where like I want to control like what he wears and mm-hmm. what shoes. You saw this morning, I was like, do you have to wear these heinous slides?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't the greatest slides, but like he likes them.
I don't.
I know.
I'm burning them when he gets back. I hate them so much.
Yeah.
So I just like it's better. It's one less thing for me to like pick on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And my mom will send me screenshots and be like, look how cute this picture is. Where is he? And I'm like, I can't even focus on anything except for the mugshot selfie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's smart. I think more couples should maybe do that because it would cause less fights. Just focus on real life stuff and not IG stuff.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Oh, interesting. Can you elaborate on the never before seen footage where Ariana shows you her texts?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes, I can.
Okay.
I didn't know that Bravo or we started doing that.
Wait, what is, because they put never before seen in quotes. So what is that?
So apparently like the before the new episode airs, mm-hmm. they show a never be seen, never before. What did I just say?
Never be seen.
Okay. never before seen mm-hmm. episode where they take clips that weren't shown in like the actual episode.
Oh, I love that actually.
I loved it too. So Ariana is like showing me her phone and mm-hmm. scrolling, and I take the phone and it's literally like happy birthday text messages, which it was, it, she basically proved my point. Mm-hmm. I say we're surface level. Like I get happy birthday messages from people I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Like it ain't that deep.
Yeah.
So that was my point. I'm like, yes, you've been texting me, but this goes back to when I said, I don't care about you, you don't care about me. And it goes both ways. I mean, neither of us have been like, hey, want to grab lunch? No, we send basic text messages like happy birthday that I send to people who I haven't seen in 15 years that I just happen to see an Instagram social that says it's their birthday. And I feel like that's the nice thing to do is wish them a happy birthday.
Yeah. So what she was trying to prove, just so I understand, with the text was not it, you don't feel like that she was proving anything.
No, it was literally, it actually, when she handed me the phone, I thought I was going to see something profound. Like, mm-hmm. hey, would you like to grab lunch? Hello, where are you? How's your baby? Is she good? Like, it was nothing. It was like, happy birthday. Like, yeah. The texts were very surface level, which it just validated the point I was trying to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Never before seen. Next question. Why? Oh, this is a spicy one. Why were you such a bitch to Charlie?
I love a good bitch word.
When she had legitimate family trauma.
Oh my gosh. That confessional she did was heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing. So here's the thing with Charlie. I love her. But last year, like I didn't film with her at all. We had like zero. We didn't have any interaction, mm-hmm. like literally nothing. So when she was saying that we had been mean to her, it was like, no, because we never hung out with you. We never really filmed with you. And I also go back to when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see people are crying because someone was mean to them, I'm like, oh, you have no idea how hard this group was to get along with.
Yeah.
And how like vicious they were to me. And I was vicious right back. But she was obviously referring to the part where I said that she was a moron, because all I knew was that she said she had a theory that pasta made you gain weight. And I was like, well, no shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's not a theory. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, of course, I didn't even think like, no way, this goes way deeper. This must be a childhood trauma. So obviously, if I would have known that, I would have never made any sort of comment, but mm-hmm. I only knew what she had put out there, which was pasta makes you gain weight.
Yeah.
And I said, you're, it's a stupid thing to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
I didn't feel, you want to know what's crazy, Jess?
Let's hear it.
Is on Watch What Happens Live, they asked me like, do you think you were too hard? Like in the episode where we're sitting down and I like was saying, this is interesting. Why does James get babied? I felt like I was so calm, cool, and collected.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally don't think I could have been any calmer, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
In that sort of setting. Because I've gone off in the past about a lot of things where it's like, okay, I could have muzzled myself a little bit.
Yeah.
So when they asked that question, I was like, I don't feel like I was really that hard on anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I watched it. I agree. I mean, we all know that Lala is no stranger to going off.
Being an asshole. Being a bitch. By the way, the bitch montage made me so happy.
It was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
That was so crazy. They deleted my post. Instagram did.
Yeah.
Because I posted a picture of Katie and myself, and I captioned it bitch with like a star as the eye. People reported it, and it's so crazy because I won't say any names, but I was bullied, quote unquote. I hate using that term, but I mean, my post got flagged because I was bullying and harassing, apparently, myself. I was literally for 2 weeks, like, called a crackhead, a crack baby, a whore, pictures being posted of me, and no one from Instagram did anything for like 2 weeks, and this happened more than once.
Yeah.
Won't say who did it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I post a picture of myself, and literally less than 24 hours in, it's taken down. Instagram, do better, bro.
Do better, Instagram.
Do better.
But on the bright side, you did post it to TikTok, and it's still there. So shout out to TikTok.
TikTok, that's what's up.
That's what's up. All right, next question. We have, what is the first emotion that comes to your mind in this very moment?
Anxiety.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
I have every time, and this is so, I don't know why I keep doing it to myself, because I love being on television. It's a high that I can't explain, but every time I do, like anytime a show comes out, like that I'm on, whether it's an interview, I have the most anxiety because I feel like maybe I share too much, or I just feel very exposed. And it's like, well, yeah, because you are. You like signed up to show your real life. Yeah. I get that. I'm not blind to that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a very strange feeling. Sometimes after the episode airs or I know that a new episode is coming out, I want to crawl into a hole and I want to just like stay there and be left alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense. That makes sense. I think this would help some people. Is there anything that you do or have done lately, cough, cough, the sage, where it maybe helps you relax or get rid of some anxiety?
Yeah. So I started doing this new thing that you actually showed me how to do.
Mm-hmm.
We do the saging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after Watch What Happens Live, I had a lot of anxiety. I feel like I overshared. I get very nervous about doing all of that type of stuff. I saged myself, I saged my environment, and then I fill up a little thing of water, and I go to the toilet, and I say all of like the negative things, whether it's comments that have been said about me, things that I'm feeling, and I like shove it into that water, all that energy, and then I release it, I put it in the toilet, and I flush, and it actually works.
Yeah. You dump it in the toilet. You're dumping all of that negativity and you flush it down. You watch it go bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You are where you belong, in the fucking sewer.
In the sewer. So good. I'm glad that
helps. Yeah, that's my vibe.
I'm glad. Okay, so what is one thing that you like about each cast member on Vanderpump Rules this season?
Okay, we'll start with my bubbas. Katie, I love her because she's a tough bitch, but when you see a vulnerable side to her, it like literally is an honor to see. Schwartzy makes me laugh so hard. He's so chill. He's so calm. He's just a great energy to be around. Ariana, I love the fact that she stands up for exactly what she believes in. She is going to have your back. If you are like up against the wall and people are coming for you, like you can rely on her. Same with Tom. And I love the fact that they both commit to a costume like no one I've ever seen.
Yes.
And Tom is like, he's just so sweet. I remember, even though we all go toes, this is, you know, things that I like about my cast and my friends. For my 1 year sobriety, I had my birthday at Tom Tom, and he made it so special. Like, brought out the cake. He had like Perrier on top of Perrier. Like, there was more Perrier than I've ever seen in my life. Very sweet. Yeah. Sheena, best heart in the world. Heart of gold. Her man, Brock, is, he's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I like his tight pants.
Oh, my God. We love a tight pant.
Love a tight pant and, like, hair like a lion. I'm all good with that. Who else is there? Charlie. Sorry, I'm, like, trying. I'm better with Liz. Charlie, loyal as fuck.
Mm.
Love her. You're going to see things this season. And we're still getting to know each other, but she is, has a very kind heart as well. Comes from a tough background, and to see where she is now, you know, it's all about how you turn your situation around, and I admire her for that. Who else do I have? James and Raquel.
Yeah.
There is no better television than James Kennedy. Bravo, give him his own show and just call it The Montage of James Kennedy, and all you have to do is put together clips of James.
Yeah.
He is the best. No one makes me laugh like James Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And Raquel, oh, my sweet little Bambi. I love her because she's forgiving. You know, I've pulled some crazy shit on her.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she, like, sat there like a classy lady, like, her parents did something very right. By the way, her mom's my most favorite person in the entire world.
Oh, that's good.
I love her mom. But, I mean, they don't make them sweeter and nicer than Raquel.
Oh, great. Is that everyone?
Yeah.
That was nice. See? Look at that. Okay, we're moving on to some TikTok questions. I'll just ask a few of these, but there's some good ones. Good job, guys. Have you always done your own glam for interviews, Lala?
Yes.
Really? Every time? That's amazing.
I've never had glam for an interview.
Wow.
And partly because I was scarred from the season 4 reunion.
Okay.
Iconic look. It was so bad that I, like, actually made it into a sweatshirt and just wore it around. I looked horrific.
If you don't know what she's talking about, Google it.
It's so bad. But it's so bad that it's great. Okay. I learned my lesson after that. After that, I was like, no one is touching my face.
That's great. And a point on that, you guys, since I'm around Lala a lot, she literally does her own makeup all the time, but for, like, big events and whatnot. And she is a makeup artist. She's 100% a makeup artist. She's better than half the makeup artists I've seen doing her own makeup. And it's just one of those skills that, like, it's a special creative skill, and she's got it.
That's so nice of you to say.
That's
probably
awesome.
Because I've been painting this face since I was, like, 12, you know?
Speaking of painting your face, here's another question. Does anyone know what foundation Lala uses? I'm loving her look this season. So gorgeous.
That is so nice. First of all, it's, I believe you pronounce it Catrice, C-A-T-R-I-C-E.
Okay.
And it's True Foundation. You literally get it on Amazon for $11.
Ooh, people love Amazon.
People think I'm bougie. Yeah. Jess, come on.
You guys, Lala's not bougie at all.
Randall is the bougie one.
He is.
Like, I'll never turn down a fabulous handbag.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never turn anything like that down. But as far as, like, needing them, no, you can catch me at, like, H&M filling up the bag.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
We love that. Yeah. Lala's outfits, some of my most favorite. I'm like, where did you get that? You know what? I'm not going to say because they don't sponsor her right now, but they're inexpensive places.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. But inexpensive clothes, if you want to sponsor Lala, reach out.
Reach out. I'll take all the sponsor.
We love a good clothing sponsor.
Love a good hashtag your sponsor.
Okay. So I'll read a couple more of these. You guys submitted so many questions, which we love. I'm sure we'll do this again. These are so much fun. But next question, will you be creating and recording more music in the future? Good one.
It's like my hobby, right?
Yeah.
I love it so much. Since I had Ocean, though, I just, like, I prioritize my time differently, and things that have to get done that are, like, paying for things, that's what I do. And then the rest of the time, it's like, I want to be with my kid. But yes, I want to record more music with James Kennedy. Like, if I never were, I shouldn't say that. I would love to work with a lot of people, but say that he was the only person I could work with for the rest of my life in music. We have the best time, Jess. It is such a vibe. Oh my God, we have the best time.
Do you just, like, go in a studio? How does that work?
We go into a studio because he's the first time I ever sang out loud.
Okay.
Was with James.
which is insane because she sings all the time around the house now. She's got a great voice.
Yeah, but it's not like I like make up songs for everything. It's not like I'm like pretending to be Whitney Houston around the house.
Wait, were you so nervous? Because that's a that's vulnerable. If people
not only did I sing, yeah. Yes, it is vulnerable, and not only was it in front of James Kennedy,
yeah,
cameras were on.
No, nope, you couldn't catch me. You couldn't catch me doing that ever.
Yeah, thank you, Tito's Vodka.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, I'm going to just slam these vodkas and then I'm not going to know where I am or what I'm doing.
So we can not guarantee, but maybe hope for another song in the future with you and DJ James Kennedy go off. Okay. So last question we'll read today. These were all great. Thank you, everyone. How are London and Riley as sisters? And how are they different from one another with Ocean?
Bam. What a great question to ask as we wrap up the podcast. Yeah. Okay. London and Riley are fantastic with Ocean. And I will say at the very beginning, when I told them I was pregnant, Riley was so excited because she was at that age. Mm-hmm. London sobbed her eyes out. Aww. And she kept asking me, you know, will I still fit in? Can we still have girl time? She was very consumed with, now that you're having your own baby, does that mean you won't be my stepmom anymore? So I really had to like baby her and show her like things are going to change, but in a great way. And right now you're thinking of this like thing in my stomach where when it comes out, you're going to see like that's your sister.
Mm-hmm.
So Riley immediately wanted to hold the baby the second she came home. London didn't hold Ocean until she was probably 2 months.
Oh, interesting. Why do you think that is?
And I didn't pressure her.
Yeah.
But I had told her at that 2 month mark, I said, just so you know, you're holding Ocean tonight. You're doing it. And she got this big smile. She goes, I am. But why? But like you could tell like she was excited. And now all she wants to do is hold the baby. But London's also like in that tween stage.
Yes.
She wants to kick it with her friends. She wants to go to the mall. She wants to be on group chats, FaceTime.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She's so cool, guys. She's so cool. She's so cool.
It's so crazy because I met Riley in London when they were 3 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
So to see them turn into like these grown people where I can be like, can you watch Ocean while I run and do this? Not leave the house, but like while I go downstairs, make a bottle or whatever.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
There's such a cute dynamic. And you know, Ocean is really the thing that made it a real family because I've always felt like kind of the outsider, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
No one's made me feel that way. That's just in my own brain.
Yeah.
But now we have Ocean. It's like, oh, this is like real life. Like we have the last piece of this puzzle.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Randall with all of you women. It's amazing.
Randall's surrounded. We have all girl dogs.
Yeah.
People that help us around the house that make the household function properly. All women.
Yeah.
He's now hiring mostly female assistants. And I'm like, he sees women get the motherfucking job done.
Yes. Yay. Well, that was fun. I'm going to let Lala take this out.
I love
thanks
you guys.
Thanks for letting me be on this.
Well, thanks for like being on this.
Of course.
Of course. I love you guys so, so much. I appreciate you tuning in every single week to listen to Give Them Lala with Randall. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope you're enjoying the new season of Vanderpump Rules, and we will catch you next week. And remember, we take your questions if you call us at 1-866-LALA-POD. I love you guys.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.